this time, witness the breath through the nose and with your mind go to lower dantian. Exhale, reground the body more intimately to this golden core of the earth. The tongue's on the roof of the mouth. Draw in the connection from the universe through the crown. Now feel yourself again. There's the feeling of yourself like a pipe, but a very thin veil defines you. Focus on the crown. Draw a breath in. Fill the body like a balloon. Exhale out the pores. Relax and feel your body disappear. Just let yourself open up. Now, continue to get more comfortable with letting go even further, so that this becomes the feeling of choice while we're doing Qigong. Now, without effort, but just letting your arms effortlessly slide forward, slow enough that you can witness the moment your body's not in the way and you feel that energetic connection to the palms. It's like greeting a friend. And then slowly raise the fingers into the cradling of the watermelon. Now, as you come to the end of this exhale, move the whole body very gently, like a supple blade of grass. And as you slowly inhale, lift from the wrist to start the move. Big rock stretches its wings. Exhale down effortlessly. Reconnect, cradling of the watermelon. So when you lift from your wrists as you inhale, your fingers should be dangling down towards the earth. And as you exhale and lower the arms, your fingers should be kind of tethering and pointing up towards the sky. And then return the connection at the bottom to integrate that energy. Big Rock, which is this majestic, profound, mythical bird, that's what you are. You're stretching your wings. Feel free, light, open. Become the bird, but a bird of energy. Let go of structure. So the tongue's on the roof of the mouth. You're grounded deeply to the earth. Your crown's open, and you are energetically open. Okay, when you get to the bottom, we will transition into water lily rising from the pond. Now you're a flower. Quietly closed, inhale up, draw the arms in, bend the knees. Now as you exhale and raise, imagine you open like a flower receiving all the energy of the universe. And then as you lower your limbs, reconnect and witness that deep connection. So again, lifting from the wrists so the arms are outstretched to the side, and bend the knees and draw them towards you. And then as you rise, put your attention on the crown that it opens like a lotus flower. And then you sink deep into stillness. And witness that energy connection as you come back to the cradling of the watermelon and continue. You must stay within your ability. Don't challenge, but be willing to take advantage of new fluid movement, a greater ability to synchronize and let go. You know, as it shows up, go there, but don't force yourself there. Just let your body naturally unravel. All you want to do is let go, softly smile, and become a flower. Sometimes I can smell the sweetness around me. I feel a color, a subtlety. It's like it's profound what happens. The mind will just help you become this beautiful water lily as you rise and open and sink deep into stillness. Get to the bottom, transition into goldfish wiggles tail. So now imagine from the tips of your toes to the ends of your fingers, you move supply like a carp's tail. Free, open, inhale, raise, full extension. And then exhale and just float like a piece of tissue paper back. And then reunite the hands and repeat. So see, this is the yang expression, the inhale, the moving breath is the fish, and then the exhale is that you return to that quiet stillness to repeat it again, to propel. So see the yang in the inhale, the effort, the intention, the up, the exhale, the yin, the letting go, the returning back to stillness, and then the energy at the bottom. You shouldn't want this movement to be experienced flat. You want to use subtle little twists and turns, but not with your mind. Just let your body be free. You know, if you've ever witnessed the carp's tail, it's very supple and fluid, bends and subtly twists, nothing hard, effortless. And as you come to the bottom, we'll transition into ripples and waves in the water. So connect the hands. Now shift all of your attention to the palms, and what do you feel? You scan the earth, then out in front, you bend the knees, the palms are facing up on top of the shoulders, then exhale, then you raise and you scan and you return back to the cradling of the watermelon. But put all of your attention in your hands. You know, as if you're in the dark room looking for the light switch. This is your only connection to the outer world. Focus on what you feel, what you experience. Begin to feel the subtleties, the shifts, the changes. Ripples and waves in the water. Always return to the cradling of the watermelon at the bottom. The energy that you create, that's how you integrate it back in. Bring it into yourself. That's what the goal here is, is to clear the body and amplify it and connect. Okay, this time as you lower the hands, point the fingers into the earth and the palms towards one another. Prepare to do lion twirls ball, two-part move. Now slowly inhale and raise the hands outstretched. Now turn the palms towards your upper chest, and while you're still inhaling, draw the palms close to your body, bringing this energy off the hands into you. And then as you exhale, lower the hands, and your intention is to organize, heal, integrate, clear, and remove old energy, and then point right through the feet into the earth. We do this three times. Point the palms, witness the connection, very slowly inhale, raise the hands outstretched, then turn them towards you. Feel the fingertips connect, but the energy that comes off the palms feels like it almost pushes you over. And then again, with more detail, this pass, the energy feels much stronger than the first pass. Right through the feet. One more pass. Like a farmer organizing the field, now we're preparing our body to receive a greater vibration of energy. So we've prepared it. So when you get to the bottom, shape your hands as if you're holding a basketball of energy. Feel it. Witness it in your mind's eye as this beautiful purple glowing ball of energy. Slowly raise the hands as you inhale and imagine between your eyebrows it opens and you draw this energy into your head at upper dantian. Now lower the hands a little. Palms face one another as you push away, exhale, and here comes a ball of chi. Now bring it into the throat center as you inhale, but guide it between the shoulder blades at dorsal gate. Then lower the hands a little, push away, exhale. Now you have a crystal clear ball of energy. Smile, it opens the pericardium. As you inhale, fill middle dantian with this crystal clear field of chi. Lower the hands, push away, exhale. Now you have this illuminating golden ball of jing. Draw draw it into the belly at lower Tantien, illuminating lower Tantien. Now lower the hands. Now, a ball of chi. Bring it into the upper trunk. We do third eye only once at throat center. And as you do this, think of your body. You're serving your body with this energy. Then lower the hands, come away. Another ball of chi, smile, inhale, fill the chest. Think of your lungs and heart. Lower the hands, push away, make another ball of chi, inhale, and draw it into lower Tantien for all of your organs. Lower, one more pass, a ball of chi, upper trunk, wherever it's needed, just draw it in at throat center. Then lower the hands, push away, another ball of chi, smile, into the middle trunk, again, wherever it's needed. And then lower the hands, push away, another ball of chi into lower Tantien. Now, roll the hands with the palms facing up, fingertips pointed towards one another, and exhale. Now, don't inhale. Separate the hands with the palms facing up, peacock fan's tail, another two-part move. So as you slowly inhale, imagine you have these long, illuminating extensions coming out your fingers, combing through the whole universe as you collect a ball of golden purple chi. Now slowly lower your hands. Take as many breaths as you need. Softly smile and witness the experience that you are changing the vibrational frequency of every cell in your body. And they glow to a golden purple hue. And let your mind just kind of flutter around, witnessing here, witnessing there, feeling that. Be very soft, elegant. Smile. Allow yourself to really be free in the experience. And then when you get down, point right through the top of the feet into the earth to lead this connection. And then just pause for a moment and witness how you feel. Process this experience. We do this 3 times. Again, palms face up, fingertips face towards one another. Completely exhale, do not inhale, separate. Feel the energy more profoundly streaming out your fingers. Now begin to slowly inhale as you raise. See the earth as this glowing field of colors. See yourself radiating golden purple with these long illuminating extensions, gathering even a more profound ball of energy from the universe. And again, add this to your body. Create a higher volume of golden purple chi, washing over every cell. Think from the surface, from the hairs on the surface of your body, all the way down to the marrow of your bones. Every cell within your body is being washed over. And again, after you pass the trunk, follow the bones of the legs and point right through the feet into the earth. And then pause for a moment with your hands to the sides and just allow yourself to feel how profound, pleasurable, almost euphoric you feel, expanded. Now one more pass. You create the intention. I'll meet you at the bottom. Create as much detail as you can. Yourself, free yourself even further. I said, this is a two-part move, so the second part now integrates this energy. So, palms up, fingertips, point to one another, exhale again, don't inhale as you separate. This time the energy comes out the palms of your hands and goes right into the crown of your head. And as you slowly inhale, raise your hands, reunite the fingertip connection, but point the palms towards the crown of your head. Now witness that the energy that comes out the palms is highly organized, it's refined. It's a healing vibration. So all the energies that you have moved through your body, this golden purple chi, is now becoming integrated. So feel it like an energetic dynamo running through your whole body, integrating with the energy coming in from the crown, from the universe, and the energy coming in from the feet, from the earth. Just relax. Imagine your arms are held up by silk threads from the universe. No effort. Now draw this breath in deep. Hold it gently. And lower your hands, witnessing this line that connects from the crown to the third eye. Now put your awareness as if you're in the middle of your head at upper tantien, just gazing out between your eyebrows. Now as you exhale, separate the hands, open the third eye, and extend that opening to the end of the universe. Now keeping it open, lower your hands to your eyeballs, focus your attention on the experience of the chi off the hands. As you inhale, pull this energy through the eyes to the back of your head as you inhale. Now stimulate your sinus cavities, feel them tingle, and as you exhale out the nostrils, you're expelling the old chi of the sinuses. Now point the palms at your mouth and fill your lungs with the chi off the hands. Put the tongue back on the roof of the mouth, lower the hands to throat center. As you exhale, witness the energy, acknowledge you are balancing your thyroid. Now come to middle tantien. The moment you connect in the middle of your chest, softly smile, slowly inhale, and smoothly separate your hands and feel your chest open. Keep smiling, feel yourself in this field of crystal clear energy. Keep smiling, draw the experience in, witness it as it's an inexhaustible experience of the highest vibration of the human condition, unconditional love. Draw it into yourself, hold yourself in the highest regard. Like a star, it can only illuminate from the inside out. See this feeling the same way. You can express unconditional love outward for the rest of the universe, but you first must have it for yourself. Elevate, smile, wash this vibration over your entire being. Now, as you slowly inhale, draw the palms towards one another with a sense of bringing the heart opening to a more managed state. Now lower your hands as you exhale. Now feel that you are making a golden ball of Jing energy and you are drawing it into the belly at lower tantien. Focus. Feel this tingling warmth in the middle of your belly. Believe that like an alchemist, you can create Jing energy. Jing reverses the aging. Believe that you can do this. Feel this glow of golden. Now feel inside your body a golden field of energy. It doesn't radiate out, it stays. Feel that ultimately as the elixir for your kidneys. Keep smiling. Believe. So as you inhale, say producing or creating Jing. An exhale is just an exhale. Say it like a rhythmic mantra. Now, draw the breath in, slide the hands off, point to the earth, exhale in sync. A double yin connection, feet and hands. Inhale up on the right side, palms down, no higher than your shoulders, draw them in, and exhale. A pair of swallows flying side by side, skimming along a crystal clear pond. So see your hands as these beautiful dark blue little birds swimming across a crystal clear pond in front of you. So as you turn from the lower part of your spine up. So the last part to turn is your shoulders. And as you come forward again, it starts at the lower spine, the middle, and the last part to come forward is your upper shoulder. Witness the connection. Feel the energetic connection to the earth as you lift the stretch, as you exhale and sink, as if you're being pulled back down. So your feet are grounded to the earth, and now your hands are. So now this is a double yin. Okay, so now as you move from your left to right side, focus on the left palm's connection to the earth. When you get to the right side, raise the right hand like you're telling someone to stop. And now as you move to the other side, the upright hand moves like a windshield wiper and the other hand is connected to the earth. When you get to the side, inhale. And now the hand that was up is down and the one that was down is up. This is more of a swaying movement. It's called figure eight. What you want to witness is the palm facing the earth is gathering energy from the earth. It moves through your whole body, and you are projecting it out into the universe like a searchlight from the two fingers closest to your thumb. This is very advanced. Believe that what you are doing is exactly what I'm narrating, that you are moving energy through you as a conduit. You can gather energy from anything, a star, a plant, a tree, a person, a rock. And if you knew what to do with it, you could change someone's well-being, health, physical state, or your own. So this is an introduction into this. So as you move from your left to right side, halfway in the movement, completely let go and go into free-form qigong, willow tree blowing in the wind. All I ask is that the movements are free, slow, round, and let yourself go. Do not think your way through the movements. Let the body take you on a journey. Really avoid patterns. Avoid repetition. Surprise yourself with possibility. So now as your arms begin to be moved upwards, begin to orient yourself up as if you're being drawn up into the universe. Now, outstretch your arms, arch back, softly smile, slowly inhale, separate your arms, and acknowledge that you are the whole universe. And then upright yourself. And as you exhale, lower your hands and feel the atmosphere of energy that you're moving through. Witness the profound power and clarity of this field of energy. Now, point the palms at one another. This is called circling the universe. It's very organized. It's a movement that has a great deal of structure, yet freedom. So inhale up, exhale down, and you need to focus on the feeling, the current that's being generated between your hands. Inhale up, exhale down, feel that current. Powerful, like a generator. Your hands must be aligned, left palm facing right, right palm facing left, about the width of your body. Okay, now, 1.5 rotations. Inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, palms forward. Water trickles down mountain. So exhale, bend the body like a U. Raise the hands as high as you can behind them. Touch the fingertips, keeping them touched. Slowly inhale and raise the hands forward. Your tongue must be on the roof of the mouth. leading the chi from the earth up the legs into the kidneys. Now hold this for a moment. Let the chi arrive. Disconnect the fingers. Repeat. Water trickles down mountain. Bend the body. Raise the hands. Touch the fingers like a bird's beak. Scoot the knees forward. Rotate the trunk up. Inhale. Lead the chi into the kidneys. Pause. One more time. Water trickles down mountain. Connect. Raise the chi. Inhale. Raise. Hold. Now to balance the energy. Open the hands. Bend the body like a U. Now point the palms towards your back, swirling the hands in such a fashion to smooth the energy in the kidneys. Acknowledge how powerful the back is, what you're experiencing through your hands. You do not want your body to be locked. You want to be dangling, free, a little swaying side to side. Now, as you slowly inhale, scoot the knees forward a little. Pivot the trunk up. Do not exhale till I tell you. Point the fingers at the belt channel to turn the belt channel on. Then reunite the palms in the front. Feel that connection. Then exhale. Wind blows water lilies from inside out, like you're diving into a pool of chi, and then separate the hands like a breaststroke. Now bring this energy into the sides of the body at belt channel. Come close, but don't touch. This is for healing your body. Then move the hands away deliberately. Then exhale. Wind blows water lilies from outside in. Bend forward. Feel this ball of energy. Scoot the knees. Raise the trunk. Bring this into the belly at belt channel in the front. And this is for all of your organs. And again, then move the energy. Again, wind blows water lilies from inside out. Bring it in at the belt channel. This is for your body. Deliberately move the hands. Disconnect from the energy. Then exhale. Wind blows water lilies from outside in. Scoop the knees. Raise the trunk. Bring it in at the belly. It's for all of your organs. Once it's in, disperse it. Disconnect. Repeat one more time. Wind blows water lilies from inside out. Outside in. At the belly. Now, lower the hands, point the palms to the earth, exhale. Now lower the left hand closer to the earth and then flip the palm up so that both palms are facing one another. Slowly inhale, raise the right hand. Feel the stretch of energy between your hands. Chi returns to lower dantian. So as you exhale, lower the right hand, feel this ball of yin energy moving down the front like a sinking sun as you bring it back to the lower dantian. The palms get close, but don't touch. Rotate. Left on top. Inhale, raise the left hand. Feel that stretch between the palms. As you exhale, lower the left, shift the attention inside, returning the yang energy back to lower dantian. Flip, shift, connect, separate. Colored butterfly flaps its wings. Lower the hands. About a foot, stop. Point the palms at one another. Feel the energy. Keep the distance. Rotate. Left on the bottom facing up. Right on the top facing down. Now, slowly inhale. Circle the top hand towards your little finger, which is clockwise. But feel this circular motion in the bottom hand. Awaken the bottom hand. Now pause. Keep the distance and the space. Exhale and rotate. So now right's on the bottom, left's on top. Now slowly inhale and circle towards the little finger, which is counterclockwise. And again, feel the movement in the bottom palm. Now, hold this connection, rotate the hands horizontally. Feel the palm-to-palm connection and lean forward. So the women in the class point the left palm towards the lower palm, dantian, men right. And the other hand rests on the back. Now as you inhale, draw the palm right up against the lower dantian, which is about an inch and a half below your navel. Your tongue is on the roof of the mouth. And just draw this energy into you with each inhale. Just witness and draw in. Now draw this breath in deep. Disconnect the hands as you exhale. Again, lean forward, and now have the opposite hand closest to the body. So for women it's right, for men it's left, the other hand. And now seal the body off as you inhale. See yourself returning back to feeling like a pipe. The crown remains open, the feet remain open, and your surface begins to show up, containing you and bringing you back to a more physical awareness of yourself. Now draw this breath in deep, softly smile to yourself, and lower your hands.